Healthcare workers across the nation are struggling with a shortage of personal protective gear, or PPE, as COVID-19 continues to spread across communities. In Reno, an entire network of people called makers are coming together to help fill those needs with 3D printing technology. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has the story. As a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Nicole Miller wears many hats. She's a mixed media visual artist and manager of the Art Fabrication Laboratory at the University of Nevada, Reno, which opened up about a year ago. She's also a maker, someone who is constantly looking for creative ways to solve challenges, someone who is ready to get their hands on any kind of project to build a solution.
Okay, this is our Zund G3 digital CNC machine vacuum table. And I'm going to cut some fabric for PPE masks.
Miller is able to batch cut about 25 pieces of fabric in roughly 15 minutes after digitizing renowned regional medical center's sanctioned mask pattern. She then drops off material to UNR students and faculty who are volunteering their time to sew the masks together.
With something like this, you feel like you can't work fast enough. Like you want to get in and start producing content, and you need to shift gears and change the way you think and the way you work.
On top of face masks, Miller is contributing to the production of 3D printed protective visors, modeled by an open source project from Sweden. These face shields are washable, reusable, and they go over the face mask and are meant to protect people from COVID-19 droplets. A face shield can take up to an hour or so to make and can cost anywhere from 75 cents to a dollar. Miller is a lone wolf working in the lab. But for others, their workspace might look a little different.
I actually took some of the equipment home with me. It's all set up in my garage, which was already kind of a mix of workspace between myself and all my roommates. So we had to definitely push a lot of stuff to the side. We're scraping off last print that just finished up. You can hear the printer starting to warm up, getting ready to print. All right, so the printer's gotten up to temperature, which is over 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Daniel Smith is a makerspace specialist at the University of Nevada, Reno's Innovation Center. He was a lead in starting this effort.
When this all started breaking out, you know, I was looking at different projects that we can do. And then a member from actually the history department, Chris Church, he reached out to a large number of us. So he started this email chain, which was kind of the initial start of our little community. That was starting to get a little unwieldy. So I actually helped set up a Slack channel so where we could invite more people in and keep our communications a little bit more organized.
Now he's coordinating with nearly 40 other community members to get the job done. Healthcare facilities can request the 3D printed PPE online at Griffin Co. Miniatures and Gifts. The company quickly shifted their business model. Before the pandemic, they supplied 3D printed pieces for tabletop games like Dungeons & Dragons, but now they're dedicating their time to produce PPE, manage hospital requests, and to distribute them. In the beginning of this effort, many people used their own spare materials, but now the Donor Alumni Relations Department at UNR has set up a crowdfunding source. The donations help purchase materials like ABS filament, the plastic used to make the face shields. Collectively, nearly 1,500 face shields are being made weekly. Smith isn't the only maker setting timers to check in on 3D printed PPE at home.
What was my computer desk has become an ad hoc 3D printing station. It's really just a, you know, maybe a 2-foot by 4-foot space where the 3D printer is taken over. There's a small collection of tools and then the supplies needed to actually do the 3D printing.
Nick Crowell is the manager of the Delamere Science and Engineering Library on campus. He says in the beginning, hospitals weren't accepting maker-made materials, but things have changed. Now the group of makers has seen more than 7,000 requests.
I think, you know, the concept of 3D printing is still a little bit mystical to a lot of people that don't do this every day, even though it's a very simple thing to do. Unless you have a real reason to go hands-on with the software, there's a big disconnection. In reality, the computer is the one doing the majority of the work. It's not unlike sending a normal document to a printer.
A dozen hospitals in rural Nevada requested 2,500 face shields.
Some of the key supplies are very difficult to replace. Gloves are difficult to replace. The general ear loop nursing masks are very difficult to replace. Also, the medical gowns still have a level of alertness because we can't replace them as quickly as we have in the past. All of our critical need supplies have been put on allocation. So even if we order 10 cases of one item, they will only allocate maybe one case per month.
That's Jason Blake, administrator and CEO of Battle Born General Hospital. He says in and around the hospital, anxiety looms, but he says he has seen every medical provider step up for the community. Joan Hill is the president of Nevada Rural Hospitals, which works to provide 12 rural hospitals with health care necessities. She says these hospitals are isolated and face financial hurdles.
We serve only 10% of Nevada's population, but in 90% of the landmass. And so we're distant from each other and distant from tertiary areas. Most our payer source is mostly Medicare or Medicaid. So we're always kind of on that fine line of profitability.
During the pandemic, rural hospitals are seeing help from makers like those in Reno, who are now working on developing new projects like isolation gowns, materials for testing, and disposable clothes. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.